Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 46 of our 50 days of counting the Omer to Shavuot, the name of above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 46, Yeshua, victorious one. Revelation 3:20-21. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him, and I will dine with him, and he with me. To the one who overcomes, I will grant the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I myself overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Yeshua presents himself as a model for anyone who wants to win the victory over evil, temptation, and apathy. There too, the Messiah is depicted as having overcome temptation, and we are invited to approach God's throne boldly when we have need. Here Yeshua promises the believers who overcome will actually sit with him on the throne which he shares with God the Father. Jewish New Testament Commentary. Revelation 2:7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Ruach is saying to Messiah's communities. To the one who overcomes, I will grant the right to eat from the tree of life which is in the paradise of God. Hebrews 2:9-11. But we do see Yeshua, who indeed was made a little while lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so by God's grace he might taste death for all humanity. For in bringing many sons to glory, it was only fitting that God, the creator and preserver of everything, should bring the initiator of their deliverance to the goal through suffering. For both Yeshua, who sets people apart for God, and the one set apart have a common origin. This is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers. The readers of this book are exhorted not less than 5 times to bestir themselves and not drift away through complacency, apathy, or neglect. Yeshua knows that we can become complacent and apathetic and discouraged at times. The enemy would have us feel like we are accomplishing nothing for the kingdom. Many of us have experienced setbacks, discouragement, and a loss of zeal at times. But Yeshua keeps interceding for us that we will continue in the race, not turn back and complete the assignments given to us. He knows everything we are going through and also the spiritual warfare we face daily that would try to wear us out. But we need to heed his words as our example of one who overcame the world and everything the enemy could throw at him, and he never stopped doing the will of the Father even unto death. Hebrews 3:6. But the Messiah as Son was faithful over God's house, and we are that house of his, provided we hold firmly to the courage and confidence inspired by what we hope for. Hebrews 4:16, therefore let us confidently approach the throne from which God gives grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. Hebrews 5:11-14, we have much to say about this subject, but it's hard to explain because you have become sluggish in understanding. For although by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you for the very first principles of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who has to drink milk is still a baby, without experience in applying the word about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, for those whose faculties have been trained by continuous exercise to distinguish good and evil. Hebrews 6:10-12. For God is not so unfair as to forget your work and the love you have showed him in your past service to his people and in your present service too. However, we want each one of you to keep showing the same diligence right up to the end when your hope will be realized, so that you will not become sluggish but will be imitators of those who have their trust and patience are receiving what has been promised. Hebrews 10, beginning with verse 19. So, brothers, we have confidence to use the way into the holiest place opened by the blood of Yeshua. He inaugurated it for us as a new and living way through the parochet by means of his flesh. We also have a great Kohen over God's household. Therefore, let us approach the holiest place with a sincere heart and the full assurance that comes from trusting. With our hearts sprinkled clean from a bad conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us continue holding fast to the hope we acknowledged without wavering, for the one who made the promise is trustworthy. And let us keep paying attention to one another in order to spur each other on to love and good deeds, not neglecting our own congregational meetings, as some have made a practice of doing, but rather encouraging each other. And let us do this all the more as you see the day approaching. If we deliberately continue to sin after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but only the terrifying prospect of judgment, of raging fire that will consume the enemies. Someone who disregards the Torah of Moshe is put to death without mercy on the word of two or three witnesses. Think how much more worse will be the punishment deserved by someone who has trampled underfoot the Son of God, who has treated as something common the blood of the covenant which made him holy, and who has insulted the Spirit, giver of God's grace. For the one we know is the one who said, "Vengeance is my responsibility. I will repay," and then said, "Adonai will judge his people." It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But remember the earlier days when, after you had received the light, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings. Sometimes you were publicly disgraced and persecuted, while at other times you stood loyally by those who were treated this way. For you shared the sufferings of those who had been put in prison. Also, when your possessions were seized, you accepted it gladly, since you knew that you were possessed was better and would last forever. So don't throw away the courage of yours, which carries with it such a great reward. For you need to hold out, so that by having done what God wills, you will receive what he has promised. For there is so little time. The one coming will indeed come. He will not delay. But the person who is righteous will live his life by trusting, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. However, we are not the kind who shrink back and are destroyed. On the contrary, we keep trusting and thus preserve our lives. Hugh Montefiore, The Epistle to the Hebrews. If the keynote of the last chapter was the efficacy of blood offered in sacrifice, the main theme of this chapter is once and for all character of the Messiah's saving death. The Torah has in it a shadow of good things to come, but not the actual manifestation or image of the originals. The author does not belittle Torah, but gives it its place in the unfolding of God's work in history. In respect to the sacrificial system, the Messiah's death and entry into the heavenly holiest places brings humanity to an actual manifestation here and now of what the Torah previewed, namely the good things still to come when Yeshua returns. 18 blessings to the overcomer. 1. The tree of life, Revelation 2:7. 2. The crown of life, Revelation 2:10 and 3:11. 3. Escape the second death or the lake of fire, Revelation 2:11 and 20:14. 4. The hidden manna, Revelation 2:17. 5. A white stone and a new name, Revelation 2:17. 6. A part in the catching away, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. 7. Power over the nations, Revelation 2:26-27. 8. Complete defeat of rebels, Revelation 2:27. 9. The morning star, Revelation 2:28. 10. Walk with Messiah in white, Revelation 3:4-5. 11. Name eternally in the book of life, Revelation 3:5 and 22:18-19. 12. Confession of name before God, Revelation 3:5. 13. A pillar in God's temple, Revelation 3:12. 14. Eternal abiding with God, Revelation 3:12. 15. God's name upon him, Revelation 3:12. 16. Name of the New Jerusalem upon him, Revelation 3:12. 17. New name of Messiah upon him, Revelation 3:12. And last, 18. Eternal throne and kingdom, Revelation 3:21. 5:10, 11:15, and 22, 4 to 5. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, victorious overcomer. Stand in the victory that he obtained for you. The blessings over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 46 days, which are 6 weeks and 4 days of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place, speedily in our days. Amen, Selah. In Yeshua's name, Bo, Yeshua, Bo, Shalom.